pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a gift that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. Might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Hyde tools are available at the Home Depot. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life All The Way Live.
Hi guys, I'm Teresa.
And I am Mark, and we are talking with Jeff Devlin, DIY Network's I Hate My Bath, about the biggest bathroom blunders. And here he is right here in our hangout, cheering for himself.
Ta-da! I'll cheer for him. Let's do the wave, Mark. We're doing the wave for you.
Yeah, and I saw that. I was impressed. Mark was a little late. His timing is off, as usual.
Well, I mean,
he has his own, like, internal rhythm that has nothing to do with what's going on outside of
him. Don't! As they say, I march to the beat of a distant plumber.
Yes.
So we're talking to you today in your own home.
Yeah, this is my abode. Because I'm lazy and I didn't want to hold the phone. And it was much easier. The computer's not moving. I can sit. I have my coffee. I'm a happy man. I'll clear the kids out. Everybody's like, ooh. There you go, red.
I know.
Look at that.
Yeah, we coordinated our cups.
Yeah, but guess what? I got the action.
Yeah.
Nobody sent me one yet. I'm still waiting on that baby. I know there's a back order for a while. So.
We'll send you the jumbo My Fix It Up Life coffee mug because you're addicted to coffee.
Yes.
Swedish Fish, your favorite treat?
You know what's funny? We just polished off one of those big bags, me and the kids, the other day. Yeah, it's a bad habit, but it's better than drugs, right?
Yes, sugar is better. But, you know, recently there's been those studies that have gone out that says that living a sedentary lifestyle is worse than smoking.
You had me at sedentary, and I can't Google it right now to figure out what that word means.
If you sit around all day, then
you're around eating chips.
Yeah, if you sit all day long and you don't do anything active, then it's worse than being a smoker.
I would actually agree. I mean, recently, you know, when you're working as in construction, your body is moving and you get – you know, you should be tired at the end of the day. There's many a days where we try to sit on the couch, and I'm sure you guys feel the same way, is you can't. Like, I can sit on the couch for 2 minutes, and I'm like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless it's Super Mario Kart 8, and then I can sit there for a little bit. You know.
Before we get into running down that road carpentry and biggest bathroom blunders that you see on DIY Networks, I Hate My Bath. When you are having fun, your feet are attached to a surfboard, aren't they?
90% of the time, I enjoy surfing tenfold. And it's something that as a kid, I grew up doing it, and I enjoyed it myself. Like, I'd go out by myself and enjoy it. Now, it's been awesome recently because, you know, my kids are getting older. My nieces are getting older. And we just went out the other day. There was like 8 of us in the water at the same time. So, you know, the sun's coming up. There's dolphin in the water. It's one of those experiences that are I don't know. It's almost like therapy. It's way too much fun. And you could do it morning, noon, night, whatever. We'd like to go really stinking early in the morning and then also late at night to watch that sunset. It's very therapeutic.
Is it longboards for you? I don't know that much about it, so I only have like questions.
Yeah, no, it's longboards for me just because of where we surf down in Cape May and Wildwood Crest. It's a slower break. So, and then with kids also, look, let's be honest, I'm getting older and I'm almost in the old category. There's a silvering coming on here and stuff like that I keep trying to get rid of. But I like to be, you know, everything's not so quick anymore. With work, you got to be all the time. But with surfing, you just paddle out there. You could sit there for hours. You don't have to turn on. It's cool just to sit out there. And to do it with my family is absolutely incredible.
That sounds so nice.
Dude, like the family that totally surfs together, like totally stays together.
It's not, we're not like that per se. You know, I'm normally in a, what's that?
You have a cult.
No, you know.
Not a real family.
No, well, we normally, when I go out, I have to put the wetsuit on because I'm normally the one that teaches, like I push all the kids. So I stand there in the water and I push the surfboards to get them going. You know, there's still a lot of youngins. This morning, we just got back. Me and my son were paddleboarding out at Marsh Creek, which you guys should sort of know where that is. Marsh Creek?
I don't know where that is.
We're close. We're way too close not to be. We should be doing this in person.
Yeah.
That can be arranged, sir.
All right. Yeah. As soon as I'm done here, I'll catch up with you guys, the local watering hole.
Well, have you, you know, in all the bathrooms that you've done, have you ever actually incorporated, like, a surfboard or anything into a bathroom?
No.
It'd make a pretty sweet counter.
I have, actually, I was just online last night learning how to make a surfboard from scratch because I want to be able to do exactly what you're talking about. One, to surf on one, but also to use it as a tub deck or something weird like that. Now, whether or not, again, there's what I want is not always what everybody else wants. And the certain application to put a surfboard for a countertop is probably only a shore house. And you have to get somebody that's crazy creative and wants that. But to be able to play around with that myself and learn that technique is, hey, look, it occupies my time.
Nice.
That's a good thing.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that would work. You can make that motif happen somewhere.
So
yeah, you guys up for it? I'll make one for you guys.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty sweet.
We're doing a bathroom this summer.
We
You're
are.
In.
We are. We have to. We're putting in about another bathroom. This
You're
summer.
In. Yeah. I just filled my chalk box with chalk. Then I snap lines all over the floor. And somewhere in there will be a bathroom.
Nice.
Because what we do is we hate that we only have one bath.
That's, you know what? It's tough when you only have one bath. You've got kids. And if for whatever reasons, everybody's always in there when you need to be in there. We have one shower, which for whatever reasons, everybody always takes twice as long as they need to. And me being the shower professional, I can get in and out in under a minute. Everybody else seems to enjoy wasting gallons and gallons of water. But hey, it is what it is.
Hmm.
I love it. From
you're your shower captain and you're also
because,
the surf captain.
Because being a bathroom remodeler makes you an expert at taking a shower.
Yeah, you want to be in and out. it's been 4 years I've been in bathrooms now. I've seen more toilets and showers and tile than I ever thought I would. And I enjoy every minute of it, but quite honestly, I get in and out of every bathroom very quickly because I know that's my life.
So how many bathrooms have you done for DIY Network?
Do
you know? Ballpark?
I think it's over 80. I haven't hit 100 yet. I've probably hit 100 on the different shows that I've done. But yeah, I haven't hit 100 yet, so I haven't got the milestone.
Yeah, well, you'll hit the century mark soon enough because you are just jamming all over the place on DIY Network.
Mm-hmm. I have been so freaking blessed to get to do this job, and DIY still wants to have me around. So I'm like, no way, really?
Cool. We think you're great.
Yes, we do.
So
we're fans.
We're fans. Yeah. We're in the Red Cup fan club.
We are. Yeah. That's I did earlier today. I went to your house. I scoped out what you'd be using. I came back home. I want to make sure that we did a whole matchy-matchy thing.
But we are talking about bathroom blunders.
Yeah.
And you must have seen in the course of your nearly 100 bathrooms, bathroom blunders galore.
You know what? It's funny because when we open up the show, we go in there and people show me their bathrooms. And many a times we'll go in there and they're embarrassed about certain aspects of their bathroom. But the things that they're not embarrassed about are the things they should be embarrassed about. The stuff that they did themselves, they're like, well, I tried. And I was like, man, I'd be showering outside in flip-flops rather than taking a shower in this place. And, like, they do – there's some that have, like, a confidence about them, an air that's like, no, that's fine. I'm like, that's so far from fine because they're just not educated enough. I mean, I love what I do, but I think a lot of times, you know, it's – you know, let's just – analogy time. Cliff notes. When I was in school, if I had to read a book, I would get the cliff notes and do the really quick version. Well, a lot of homeowners out there are trying to find the quick way out. They're trying to find the cliff notes, if you will, of renovation. And that's just not how it happens. They don't put enough time at the beginning and then wind up being miserable or, you know, you have a really cruddy look, a really cruddy project.
Huh.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Do you have...
And the things that they aren't learning enough about before they try them, are there common things that they do, like try to do?
Yes. I mean, when you're in school, you start with basics. You start with simple things. And I'm sure you guys hear it all the time. Everything is planning. Even just to set up this interview, you have to know, where are you going to go? What time is it going to be? Where's the sun? I don't know. Like, things that you just don't think about when you're doing a renovation if this isn't your job. And the reason why we know them more, and I say we, I'm gesturing to you guys, is because we've made all those mistakes. I'd love to say I've read a book and I learned everything by reading that or hearing it from you, Mark, or hearing it from you, Teresa, about design or anything like that. But no, quite honestly, I learned it all from screwing up because I was so overconfident that I could do it that I'm like, no, I know how to do this. I got a better way to do it. And no, until I screwed up, it's like, you know, you're a kid. You jumped off the ramp with your motorcycle. You break your arm. Then you realize, oh, wait, I could die. But until you actually do that, you know, it is what – and I think that it's tough for people to understand that aspect.
I think that takes a lot of – I call it what you want, humility, a gut check, you know, that kind of flies in the face of, yeah, I can do this. I'll totally do that. That's it.
And quite honestly, a lot of people can do what we do, but it's a level of integrity that most people just lose during the process. When I tell you you need to plan, you need to plan. And I'm not saying, okay, go get your tub. I'm saying, look, everybody wants to buy the pretty stuff that's in front of the walls, their tub, their faucets, their paint color, lipstick, shoes, whatever. But one thing they don't think about is the vapor barriers, how the plumbing hooks up, what joists were cut six times that when you open up the floor, you're going to have to fix. Like all those sort of things, and insulation being one of the main common ones. Like you go into a newer house these days, there's bays missing, and you're in a bathroom. Look, these are things that you have to start planning for, and budget's another one. I mean, I'm losing my breath because I want to keep going and get as many words as I can. But budget, people just, they assume that it's not, or it's a pride thing where they say, okay, well, I have $10,000 to do my bath. There's no shame in $10,000. Hell, we'd all love to have a $60,000 bath and have that budget. But if that's what you allocate to your bath, so be it. Spend that and go along there. But do it the best that you possibly can.
Now, I have a very specific question that gets me, well, I don't know. But
the answer's three.
Three is a really good answer. I like that. Also, tomatoes is another good answer to my question. I don't know. No, the fan in the bathroom. A lot of people just use that fan if they're doing number two in the bathroom for privacy's sake. Mm-hmm. And then now there's all these quiet fans now that people have. And so, you know, using that fan is kind of critical in getting that moisture out of your bathroom. Do you encounter that a lot with homeowners that you're dealing with on the show that they just don't ever even turn that switch on?
No, even when the ones that are hooked up, when you turn the light switch off on that turns on the whole entire thing, most people will go up and unplug it because they don't like the noise. And I get it with as far as the noise go. Quite honestly, I want privacy in the bathroom. I don't want people hearing what I'm doing. And I don't mean my singing. I want that noise. But if that's a problem, obviously there's quieter fans. But it's all about getting the moisture out of the bathroom. And yes, in olden days, you'd have a window in pretty much every bathroom to be able to open the window. How many people open the window? Nobody. I don't care who you are. You give up. You're just like, forget this. But a bathroom fan is essential because now it's like washing your car. I mean, to keep the bird poo off, whatever, eggs that people throw at your car, not me. It's important to keep that up. And if you don't have that fan in there, you're just asking for trouble. You're asking for mold. You're asking for mildew. And you're going to be cleaning it twice as much.
Yeah, because that water that is going to go out of there as steam comes back down as like a little fine mist of rain all over everything,
and
right?
And it just ruins everything you put into your bathroom, too.
Yeah.
It's such an easy thing to do every day.
I have a question for you.
We only have about a minute left, so this is going to be like the lightning round.
Okay. Oh, get ready. Get your starting blocks on.
Be Thor.
Doing a new bathroom, or you're fixing one, or what, or just doing regular maintenance, what do you use on DIY Networks, I Hate My Bath, for caulk?
As far as inside the shower, outside the shower?
Yeah, that's too vague of a question. Let's go with inside the shower. What do you guys usually install between the tub and the tile?
Hey, buddy.
He knows.
It
depends. I mean, obviously, I like to go with a less omeric. It has a little more flexibility to it, so that way it doesn't crack. Because as soon as the caulk cracks in the shower, you're having to rip it out and re-caulk it. There's all sorts of different brands, and each application is different. If I have wood tub deck or something like that, I'm just 100% silicone. It's a no-brainer.
Right.
For other ones and stuff like that, and you know, things like countertops, most people just try grouting that ledge, and you know this well. They grout the ledge where the tile meets the tub deck instead of caulking it, instead of using silicone. And invariably, that grout, be it people getting in and out of the tub, getting in and out of the shower, it gets a little hairline crack where the water gets back there and starts to do all the crazy damage.
Unbelievable.
Well, we've got to go, but I'm excited because you're learning how to build your own surfboard. I hope that we're going to see pictures on your website.
Will. I got to say one more thing I'm really excited about. Mark, I learned from you. I started writing for a magazine that I'm thrilled about. And, yes, people actually are reading what I'm writing.
What is it?
That's awesome.
HOSS Magazine, H-O-S-S Magazine out of Canada, has brought in a bunch of DIY hosts and stuff like that. And we're all giving you just very – very intelligent, fun articles about how we tackle certain projects. And we're about to undergo a Haas house build. So it's an entire house from scratch. And working with Damon Bennett, which you know from Homes on Homes, Kayleen McCabe, Tyler Whistler, just a lot of really fun people. And you know what it's like to build. Now imagine build with all of your best friends.
That sounds so amazing.
Who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That is awesome. We'll check Jeff out in Haas Magazine.
Yes.
Check him out on DIY Networks, I Hate My Bath. Thanks for talking bathroom blunders with us. Follow him on Facebook at Jeff Devlin, on Twitter at
DIY Devlin.
Thanks to you.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.